Dunning Plumbing is three generations of master plumbers that provide full-service plumbing repairs. Whether it be kitchen and bath remodeling, sewer and drain cleaning, toilet repair or replacement, slab leak detection, faucet repairs or installations, they can do it. Visit their showroom at 483 Patricia Avenue in Dunedin, or give them a call at 727-734-2879, or visit their website, dunedinplumbing.com. License number RF0037427. See the Dunedin Plumbing ad in the BCC coupon book. You'll never leave hungry when you visit Fat Jack's Sandwich Shop in Palm Harbor. Whether it's burgers, wings, hoagies, specialty sandwiches, or anything else on their large menu, you'll be coming back for more. Stop in or let them cater your next event. Call 727-408-5425 or visit them at 34720 US Highway 19 North in Palm Harbor. Order online at fatjacksjaxs.com. That's fatjacks.com. Or you can even use Uber Eats. Find Fat Jack's coupon in the BCC coupon book. Cricketers British Pub and Restaurant has the best fish and chips in town, along with a whole host of other authentic British and traditional American fare. They also have a full liquor bar and a large selection of quality beers. Located in Causeway Plaza in Dunedin, you can find them at 2634 Bayshore Boulevard. Give them a call at 727-736-1322. That's 727-736-1322. Or visit them online at cricketerspub.com. See their ad in the BCC coupon book. It's time for the Brian Cash Claus Show. Stay tuned to learn about the great deals you can find in the BCC coupon book. Now, here's the host with the most, Brian Cash Claus, and his very special guest.
Very special guest. We got Morton in the house, right? Who's a famous Morton?
From Morton the Honeymooners.
Salt. Huh?
The Honeymooners, yep. Morton Salt.
Yep.
Right, the Honeymooners.
The Honeymooners. Now that's,
oh,
that's,
you're Norton, not Morton.
No, Morton. Morton. Morton Plant.
With the M.
With the N. Mm. And then Angel, I mean, he really is an angel. I know you, like, you think, okay, but if you really knew this guy, like, you had the perfect name when you were born.
That's my father. I blame him. I'm a junior.
Yeah, don't blame him. Be proud of it. You know, fly. Angel's got wings. Do you remember, what was that, the movie... at Christmas time, when he gets his wings and a bell rings.
A bell rings? That's back on the black and white shows. Yeah,
what was the name of it? Outdating ourselves. Do you remember James Stewart?
Yeah.
Before My Time.
Oh, wow. But I consider it, to me, my favorite movie of all time.
That's a very...
And you
very,
always cry, because what it is, the theme in the movie is, he helping others, right, is the touchstone to spiritual growth, right?
Now I need to go look this movie up.
Right, I will. I tell you, like, we'll watch it here on TV. Well, I'll rent 2 hours and we'll watch it here. But what it is he goes around and he just helps people. And then in the end, when he needs help, the town comes through and helps him, or he's going to go to jail. But he sacrifices so much of his life to help others. And then they show what would have happened if he wasn't born. It's a Wonderful Life.
I think I've seen that. Is that the movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I have seen that.
Is that a classic?
Yeah, that's classic.
Mm-hmm. Donna Reed, too. Do you remember the Donna Reed show?
Yeah, I remember Donna Reed, yeah.
Am I aging myself? But do you remember the Donna Reed show?
Yeah,
she had her own show, too.
And she's a really beautiful woman. And...
But yeah, how did we get there?
We started talking about names, and then mentioned his name, and it says popular.
Yeah, my name.
Yeah, so then, but him, he's the angel. The angel gets the wings. What he does is see where it says community first?
Yeah.
He really does do that, right? He got a certificate from the Clearwater. Tell them, I showed it to you, the Clearwater.
You know, last month was the Hispanic Heritage Month, and we did an event at Crest Lake Park here in Clearwater on Sunday, and it was from 4 to 7, and we had over 3,000 people show up. And the mayor Clearwater was there.
300.
And they gave us a proclamation honoring the Hispanic Heritage Month, which was very nice.
That's
city,
awesome.
And the city council people were there. So now we're pretty popular. They know us. You know, we're really engaged in the community. We go out there and we support mom and pop shops and different businesses. So
you guys are right across the street from my business.
They're at Crest Lake Park?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we actually canvassed all of Cleveland Avenue, and I was hanging flyers about the upcoming event. So it was a great turnout.
You could let me know. I have two businesses on Gulf Bay.
Okay. Absolutely.
But one's right across, it's the Dairy Crow, right across the street from
Famous. Yeah, that's, that's like a landmark.
So, well, let's talk about you. I mean, he's got a lot of different businesses. I want to know more about Morton over here.
Yeah. So let's do that. But I'd rather talk about me.
Okay. About your website. Let people know about your website.
bccbook@yahoo.com. No, what is it? What is the website?
You asking me.
BCC, I don't know the website. Tammy knows.
I was
Tammy.
Just playing with it and flipping pages. It okay. Really
BCC
cool.
Book.
Yeah, I think it was BCC Book.
Yeah.
By the way, this is a new website. That's why Brian doesn't know yet. So this kind of came out there. Disclaimer.
Forget a lot.
Yeah, commercial for it coming up soon.
We do actually. Oh, well, there's the pizza, see? Pizza's here from Frank's Pizza and Restaurant. And let's go. Why don't you do your little interview with the big man here, Morton?
Absolutely.
Go ahead.
Well, Morton, my name is Angel. Like you mentioned, I'm the president and CEO of a company called Our Community First. Mm-hmm. We showcase different not-for-profits in our area, tell people that are in need. So whatever they need, if it's food, clothing, you know, we put them in the right direction. But we're supported by local businesses, and we actually advertise them for free, and we provide discounts to our car rolling members as the fundraisers for these not-for-profits. But with that being said, you mentioned you're a business owner, and you have a business at Crest Lake Park. What type of business is it?
I have the ice cream shop directly across the street, the little red and white building.
What is it called?
Dairy Curl.
Dairy Curl? Yep. How long has it been there for?
70 years. This year we hit our 70th year.
Right. 70
years.
We're the oldest.
You look like 30. Was it passed down by your family?
A little older than that, but yeah, no, I took over a few years. The family that used to own it, they were ready to retire, and they didn't have anyone to run it.
Okay.
And they were going to put it up for sale, and they did, and then they ran into me, and I grew up with them, so they were like, you should buy it, take it over, and make it work.
And you did.
Isn't that wonderful?
Well, no, my first response was, I don't know anything about ice cream. I only had one food job my whole life.
Okay.
Wow. And then I was like, all right, I'll try, and you guys help me figure out how to make this work.
They gave me the receipt, how they do everything, all
the
secrets.
Recipes, everything. So we kept it all original.
Isn't that awesome that they passed down the receipt to him? Like, it's all original? Because when people sell and they leave, it's not the same.
Just to be real with you, we would go out of our way. Say if we were in St. Pete.
Yeah.
We would wait until we got to Gulf to Bay to stop off and get ice cream. And it used to be a dollar. I doubt it's a dollar anymore.
Oh, yeah,
anymore.
No. Inflation killed us.
That shows how long ago it was.
Yeah.
Remember when they were a dollar?
Yep.
What are they now?
Starts at about $3, but we're still one of the best deals in the area.
No, that's pretty good.
So that shows you how old I am.
$2 more.
$2 to $3.
That's not bad for $3.
Would you, the old timer, would you give him one time for a dollar?
I might know the right guy to talk to there.
All
there
right. So that's just one out of many. So
I would go out of my way to go there, seriously. Okay.
So what's the other business that you have as well?
So I own a pawn shop also in Gulf to Bay. I started in Oldsmar. I cut my teeth in Oldsmar as a pawn broker and got the chance to take over one of the oldest pawn shops in Clearwater, and I moved operations there. There I did change everything. There I made it mine.
Okay.
So, but with the ice cream shop, I couldn't change that. We hit 70 this year. We're actually the oldest business on Gulf to Bay. We've been there the longest. We've been there since it was a two-lane road.
Wow.
So, and it went to a four-lane road in the 70s and a six-lane road in the, I think, the 80s.
Right.
So, how big is your building?
200 square feet. We're probably the smallest building on Gulf to Bay, too.
Okay. So, the smallest and the oldest.
Yeah. And if they expand Gulf to Bay one more time, we'll be in Gulf to Bay. So we have like 10 feet from the road.
So the big thing that is going on, this is the big reason, right? Grand opening, a second location.
Yep.
Let's talk about Safety Harbor. And Safety Harbor is its own town.
Yeah.
I was telling someone that I think it was your partner. I was saying, "Oh, I think, was it you? I think Safety Harbor is part of Clearwater, but no, it's actually
its own town.
I am.
It's its own town. They got their own.
They got their own municipality,
building department, and headaches, and
So tell us about Safety Harbor. Give us an idea of where it's located and what you guys are offering there, and when the grand opening is.
All right, so we're on Main Street because that's the main road for Safety Harbor. We're on the strip. We're at 310 Main, which is down there. I can shout out the guys next to us, Sandwich on Main. We're next door to Sandwich on Main, okay. which is where 3rd Ave crosses. There's only two stop signs on Main Street, so we're not at a stop sign. But we're across from another ice cream shop.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going
to
be fun.
Oh, wow. They must have not been happy to see that.
They just started there last year, and now they got neighbors. And so, but we took over a spot that was shaved ice. It was Snow
wow.
Beach.
Wow.
I mean, Safety Harbor shaved is a great
ice.
Location.
I like shaved
too.
Ice, too, now.
We yeah. were looking at doing bringing back the shaved ice, but then we have Italian ice. So we have our own brand of Italian ice we've built.
Yeah.
So.
Because you might have fallen that would come there already from their year of being there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Was that your thoughts?
The only food job I ever had was Italian ice. Mm-hmm. So that was how I brought Italian ice to Dairy Crow. It was just ice cream, so now we're ice cream and Italian ice.
Can they order, like, do you have a website for that location yet?
It's the same website. It's just Dairy Crow and curls with a K.
Okay.
.com.
Like, perfect. And if what's the telephone number there?
It is 727. Oh, phone fell asleep here. I haven't memorized.
We just want people to listen because people are stuck in traffic right now.
Yeah, it's 727-466-1625.
Okay.
1625.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's in Safety Harbor. Now, you mentioned two businesses so far. Do you have another third one?
I just sold one yesterday. So yeah. I sold off one. I had a smoke shop. So I sold that off. So
smoke
no
shop.
Longer mine. Changing names. Okay. A whole different thing. And I have a third Dairy Crow we've been working on, mm-hmm. and you guys mentioned Frank's Pizza is what you guys got for dinner, mm-hmm. and we're next to Frank's Pizza. We bought it from Frank, and Frank has since passed away, so we're working on building that one over there in Dunedin.
What's the address there?
1616 Achieva Way.
Okay. Do you know that Frank owned an ice cream store too, you know? Fritzy Freeze on Patricia Avenue. Did
yeah,
you know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I knew that, and I know the owner of the new place there, Jillian's?
Jelly Beans.
Yeah, Jelly Beans. That's right.
It's in a strip mall, right?
It's a freestanding, but it's next okay. to a strip mall. I know the guys in the strip mall, too.
Okay.
I'm born and raised here, so I know. Okay. Gotten around Clearwater and Pinellas County.
And for those folks, it's right off of Kings Road on the right-hand side, yep. Achieva Way, and it actually ends at Main Street, 580,
yep.
right?
Yep.
So is it closer to Kings Road or is it closer to the Main
it's
Street?
It's on the corner of Keene and, well, it's Achieva, so it's,
right.
if you go left, you go, if you go west, you go Patricia. If you go east, you run into the Achieva Corporate Center.
Right.
As soon as you hang a right, or as soon as you go east, we're actually next to Frank's Pizza. There's Creative Keys, the okay. music lesson place for right. kids in there.
And Frank's is really what a... She's sitting like... I was surprised that he said his... What she said to me when he passed away, when she called me to let me know, she said to me that Frank always considered you one of his better friends, so I thought I should call you. And I'm only calling a handful of his friends, and you're on that list.
Wow.
Is that amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
Because he was something else.
But he was building an ice cream shop there. We bought
yes.
his ice cream shop that he had built.
The Working Cow, I think he was going to sell out of there. Yeah. Yeah, he also had a pizzeria on US 19.
Yep.
And then when he had the Fritzy Freeze, there were six people behind the counter.
Wow.
That's that busy
one. I wonder how he did that on Highland with... I mean, it's not as busy as a road as Golf the Bay.
You know how he did it? He did when he gave away, he was did my front cover and my coupon book, and he gave a free cone away, one cone, and you didn't even have to buy another one.
Oh, really?
Wow. Right, and then everybody would say to him, he would say to him, well, why would you do that when there's a 15, 20-minute wait, right? Why would you do that? There's a 20-minute wait to get ice cream. And he goes, that's why there's a 20-minute wait. But he gave away a small cone, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It was a small cone. So he didn't mind. And then people were in line. So here's what happens. You ever see Eli's, the barbecue place?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what happens when people see a long line?
Yeah, they want to check it out.
There's no line. And he explained that to me. That's what he was doing. He wanted the line so people would see it when they drove by. Why are people... He sold hamburgers. He sold everything.
Yeah.
And...
what's neat is the line, like, I know the line because we're walk-up only at Dairy Crow, so we don't have sit-down seats. We have some picnic benches out there. And the new one, we copied the same MO. And when you get an hour-long line, people just start getting in that line, and it goes forever, and you're... If you're working the line, you're like trying not to peek out and see how long it is. You just make the order,
right?
The next
just do the next right thing.
But that means a lot for someone that want to wait there that long. obviously you have a great product. It's got a history. It's a tradition. And it's when they pass on to their children, because it's not just a business anymore. It's like a tradition that the family passed down to the family.
Yeah.
So, and you have the old recipes too. I mean, it's amazing. How many employees do you have?
Oh, a lot. Because I've just added a whole bunch for the new store, and I had a few more at the old store. I think I'm at like 14 or 15 now.
So this business is like yours. They're the backbone of our community, I swear, because he's hiring people to live in our community, you know, economic development and so many different things that you're doing in the community. So I thank you for that, for hiring people within our community. And I wish you the a very successful business. And for people that are listening, by all means, go to Norton's businesses and support him. I mean, he's supporting the community as well. And and it's amazing that he still has the recipes that were there before. I mean, 70 years of business with the same recipe for the business. It's just unheard of. And even though you did the pawn shop, that small as your own, but I just commend you for that. I have a lot of respect for you for that. So
thank you.
What do you have in front of you there?
Well, this
we got the website.
Yeah, right, what's there. The website?
Where is there, it? There.
Okay, no. Yeah, bcccoupon.com.
There you go.
I was wrong.
But what are you holding in your hand?
This is something we're doing. We're doing a turkey fry at the VFW.
There you go.
Right? But we're going to be giving out turkeys on November 20th.
And this is Dunedin.
Yeah, Dunedin. VFW,
all right.
The VF, that's the guys that do it.
Yeah.
And then, see how they're for a little fryer there?
Yeah.
So that's for the homeless people, that they can also get turkeys already cooked.
Okay.
And then you got to get a voucher. You got to go to the website. That's why it'd be good to know the website, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And the website is bcccoupons.com, right?
No, coupon. Singular.
Yes, singular.
Singular. See, that's why he owns multiple businesses. And I just
he's
barely,
multitasking.
Yeah.
He's also the marketing person.
But thank you for asking about that, too. And then on December 22nd in Dunedin at the Dunedin Country Club, we're giving out turkeys, too, for Christmas.
You know that.
Yeah.
We open. I think we talked about Dairy Crow Safety Harbor. We open Friday. So November 3rd. Our grand opening is November 3rd. It just hit me. Sorry.
That's okay. And you know what's November 4th?
What?
We're doing a car show. And we didn't even mention the car show.
Oh, is it the British car show down there?
We never put a commercial together. Hey, Magical Matt.
Yes.
Did we ever put a commercial together for the car show?
No.
All right, let's do it now then. You just make, because he's so good. We're doing a car show on November 4th at the Florida Youth Ranch. It's a lit up cars, and last year we expected to have 30 cars. And you know how many ended up signing up?
Oh.
54. It was the most successful car show we've ever done.
I got to get my old car out.
Yes.
I have an old Land Rover.
Yeah.
The Florida Car Show.
Okay, ready?
All right. November 4th, this Saturday. What's the time? Well, first things first, I need a time.
4 to 6.
All right. Where is it?
Florida Youth. Watch him do this. He's Magical Matt.
Right. All right. So it's 4 to 6 this Saturday. Where?
Florida Youth Ranch at Curlew and Alternate 19.
Come on down this Saturday, November 4th, 4 to 6, the Florida Youth Ranch. It's the Florida Car Show. 50 of the best looking cars ever. All classics, all the time. 4 to 6 this Saturday, Florida Youth Ranch. Be there or be square.
There you go. Magical Matt is still the man.
He jumped right in there. He just got that.
He's got it, baby.
I've been doing this for over 15 years. I think I know it. After all that time, I'd hope I'd know what I was doing.
Very good. You know, I did that, 1 minute spot for my diagnostic clinic, because they do a thing where they wanted me to do a commercial for them.
Yeah.
And I did one take. So I said, okay, that's my one take. He goes, that's it. He didn't want to change it.
Nice.
You know, when you do the one take, that's the one you like.
Yeah,
right?
And he nailed it. First time out, too.
First
got
time
the
out.
Details. And
so these shows.
There's no date on it.
What happened is, spelled something wrong?
No, there's no date on it. When is it going to be? Where is it going to be at?
Wait, you're telling me there's no date on the flyer that Brian was just reading off of?
Wow. And you got the date.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's November.
November. It's this Saturday, November the 4th.
Yeah, for the car show. But the November 20th from 2 to 4.
Okay.
Not on there.
Yeah, so make sure to put a date on there and they have an address and know where this is happening. Wow. On this flyer. That's what I would do. We're doing business as we're doing the radio station.
Look, you love
reviewing marketing. It's a goal. I think things here are so spontaneous. This is why this podcast closed.
Yeah.
All right. I got this version. This
yeah. Cool. Which one do you like? Okay, let's see which one we like.
Well, definitely the one without no address. You don't want that.
Right.
Or the
and date. Then I wanted this because we're doing it at the American Legion, right?
Yeah.
And they're the ones really doing it. We're in partnership with them, but it's really their deal.
Yeah, and you got the badge up there.
You got the badge up there. That's more authentic. And then this was the last year one. And that's what I'd like to get a picture of you, actually, passing out turkeys. What do you think?
When? November 20th?
November 20th.
Yeah, I could probably make that
Who's happen. That person passing out turkeys?
I know a guy.
His name is Sam.
Sam? Okay.
Yeah. You ever meet Sam?
No.
I'm also a scoutmaster, and we do a lot of scouting stuff. And, yeah.
Oh, you're a scoutmaster, too, in between the three businesses that you have?
I have four kids. Yeah.
You got four children. Oh, what's the age?
5, 7, 12, and 15.
Okay. Well, in that order.
high school to kindergarten.
Wow. So we did something for the Boy Scouts last year through the guy, but he's on in downtown Clearwater. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
But he... we generated like $7,000. He and we did that at the Dunning and Country
Club.
Give
my pen. Tell me more. No.
And do you know what we did? He gave us these little bears. Do you still have the bears? With the like the and he was dressed in his outfit, and anybody that donated money got a bear. It was a cute little bear.
That's a great idea.
Right, and it was very successful for the Boy Scouts, and we did that. One of our.
Our troops up in Countryside, this year we're selling wreaths, and we sell meat sticks a lot in water.
Well, count us in. Let us help you with that. Right?
You know, we should do a show one day at his place.
Yes, what right. I was saying. I would like to do it at the downtown Safety Harbor location.
Yeah, it's a lot quieter than Gulf of the Bay.
Right,
yeah.
And
absolutely.
Put stick-in-the-ground signs with the name, Dairy Coral, right? Live radio show.
We'll do a pop-up tent in front of his business. And
put a pop-up tent.
On the spot in front of the building.
Yep.
Right.
There you go.
We can actually do a live show.
We can do
show.
It on a third Friday. I get the spot in front of the building on third Fridays.
Okay, let's do it.
But we can only do it on Wednesdays, the radio show.
We can only do it on Wednesdays.
Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We can find a Wednesday.
From 5 to 6.
It's 5 to 6. That's the regular time.
We can find a day that works.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do it.
Well, let's make it happen.
I know the city. I'm getting to know all. Like, there's 13 or 14 of them working in that building, so okay. Pretty much know most of them now.
Good.
I'll give you directions to Safety Harbor.
Yeah, so and he knows all the people in Largo and Clearwater, all, you know all the big shots over there.
Well, you're part of the Chamber of Commerce there in Safety Harbor as well?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, so their office is right there too, so I've been
A block down from them.
Yeah, so I know exactly where that is.
So that's going to be great.
They have a nice painting on top of their building. Curl. They have a mural.
Yep.
Yeah.
Safety Harbor,
yep.
The address, grand opening, what day?
310 Main, this Friday.
This Friday?
310 Main, this Friday.
2 to 4 is when they schedule it.
2 to 4?
Yep.
Okay.
You're going to do the ribbon cutting?
Yep.
All right.
This Friday.
That's
unbelievable. We should
be
there.
Well, we just did a grand opening for...
Tell them about that.
Well, it was Tarpon Springs, wasn't it?
Yeah.
He was on the way there when I met him.
Oh, okay.
That's how
we met. I was at the other Dairy Coral. I was at the other one we're building.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And then what happened is our show was 5 to 6. Guess when they did the ribbon cutting?
What?
5:30.
Yeah, I was hoping for a 5 or 6 ribbon cutting. That would be
so. Yeah, it would have been nice morning, afternoon. So
yeah, so I'm talking to the mayor.
Yeah.
He's doing the ribbon cutting.
The mayor was there.
We did, right? Mr. Magical Matt?
Yep.
Whatever you say.
Okay.
But the Chamber of Commerce person was there too from Tarpon Springs.
Okay, I want the money you owe me. That's what I said.
You already paid him back.
Fine, you can find it outside. It's hidden somewhere on the lawn. Go look for it.
No, tell them about the live radio show we did for the ribbon cutting.
Yeah, so we did a live radio show from the ribbon cutting. It took you a little while to actually call back here to get on the air.
We can leave that part out.
Okay. No, so the show starts, I had to fill in, and then Brian goes, oh yeah, I got a radio show to do. So he calls back in, and they did an hour live radio show from the ribbon cutting.
So did you and do the show from out here? Did you get out here, put your feet up, no one's watching?
Well, like, we actually need somebody to be able to run the board, so...
Oh, okay, yeah.
It's a rarity on a Wednesday night I have an empty studio to myself, so they were all gone at the ribbon cutting. I was here by myself. I ran the ship.
That's right, awesome.
And you know what? Over 300 people showed up.
Wow.
The whole parking lot was packed.
Not surprised.
I was videotaped you.
That's me.
You were talking, and then when they were cutting the ribbon,
and that's me. Awesome. Like, and that's him.
The mayor, the owner was there. The Chamber of Commerce.
This is what happens when Brian tries to show people something on his phone during a live radio show. Yeah, that's why Brian sounds like a mile away from the microphone.
But I'm just saying, and it was really, and it was over 300 people were there, and the food was just unbelievable. It was amazing.
Yeah,
the food was amazing.
But I'm sure that your grand opening is going to be an awesome event as well.
No, it's not.
It's going to be awesome.
I've never done a grand opening. It's brand new for me. I have no idea what to expect.
Yeah, but this is better than yours.
Is there a mayor in Safety Harbor?
Yes.
Okay, is there going to be there?
The mayor's going to be there.
I think he's going to be there. And awesome. I think they invited the city council. And
so from 2 to 4, you said,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
There is one thing to expect from a grand opening. The unexpected.
Yeah.
Are there any openings on Friday if I wanted to go there between 2 and 4 to do a radio show?
Talk to Lola. She's in the lobby. Talk to Lola after the show.
Okay. I'll see if I can
set that up. Would you be interested?
We could work it out. Yeah, definitely.
A live radio show? I wish we had the stick in the ground signs. You should have stick in the ground signs right now. We put this. That's why I think it worked. And I just
building's red and white. I stand out like a
right. Weed is Italian ice, and even though maybe.
Hey, I worked there once.
Yeah,
that was my only great that was ices. My only food job. Was I worked at Regis
right.
Italian.
And now you own the building.
Job. Yeah, no, but I know how to make Regis Italian ice. It's how I made Italian ice for Dairy Girl.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they really do a good job. But we had the stick in the ground signs up a week ahead of time. So free Rita's Italian ice. He came out there with buckets of Rita's Italian ice. And then we had all the stick in the ground signs all up and down alternate 19 for a full week.
Oh, wow.
So this way it's announcing to all the people. And then spontaneously, then the lady brought pizza. And then we had over, I'd say, the catering. Mm-hmm. Would you say it's about a $500 catering job?
Yeah, it was a great job. It was great.
Everything you can think of from a restaurant catered. And the turnout,
so I got
the
whole way filled up the thing about across the
he
Friday.
Stayed there eating, I left.
Yeah, they across the street, the Winn-Dixie Plaza was full. And that was for diagnostic clinic. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they activate the pancreas. And what they do is they put the insulin in your body. It takes 3 hours. It goes in micro. By it going in micro, the insulin, over a three-hour period through an intravenous, what it does is that retrains the pancreas to work. And there's over 100 clinics. It's revolutionary.
So is it for diabetics?
It's for diabetics. It's groundbreaking.
The people that can't have my ice cream.
No, you have sugar-free.
It's preventive. Preventive very well.
Working on the sugar-free.
Yeah, because we just want sugar-free. See?
Sherbert's good.
But I'm just saying, it's a great thing. And it was an honor. And the guy just opened up his second clinic in North Carolina.
Oh, wow.
And it really works, because when you have that, you don't really get...
Well, you're a patient.
I'm a patient. I used to have the neuropathy.
Owning an ice cream shop, I'll be a patient one day.
Yeah.
I'll have ice cream. I actually have high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I got to go see this guy.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
I have to have insurance, though, guys.
You can get it through the...
Yeah, I need Obamacare.
Obamacare. Is that what they still call it? So, back to the turkey drive.
Yeah.
You're going to be part of that?
On the 20th, I can set that up and I can be there.
Okay, and then I'm going to really. Can you keep talking to him?
Of course. No, I'm just going to sit here and look at him.
I'm going to find out if I can stare each other.
Stay quiet.
More.
Blink. If you blink first, you lose.
Morton Plant. By the way, the show's organized and I'm supposed to get up at 3:36.
What's going on at 3:36?
I'm about 3 seconds ahead of schedule.
Hey, I question, as a business owner, what are some of the challenges that you had experience, and how did you overcome those challenges?
Well, since I took when I got Dairy Curl 5 years ago ish,
you looked at your watch.
I was like,
it goes back that many years.
Yeah, I'm like, hold on, let's dial this back. I was used to having one or two employees with the pawn shop, mm-hmm. and then I had all of a sudden like six or seven, and having to schedule six or seven, and most of our employees, we 16 to 18 high school kids, and then they go off to college, and we have a couple older ones that are managers. Trying to schedule high school kids, I was like, and I had to think back to the only job I ever had, which was Rita's. And I was like, oh, we were that bad. It was that bad. Like, you're like, oh, I have something to do this weekend. Can I get off? And they're like, no. And yeah, I became that guy. I was like, oh, it's like that. Okay. So doing the second one, we've been training the new guys. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like having to do the same thing a second time. I'm like, When three opens, I'm ready for it.
That's so funny that you say that, right? Because it's funny how time just flies by, and now the person that you when you used to work at the Rita's house, you know, with the Rita's ice cream. It's funny how things twist, right? Now you get older, now here you are being their boss, and
yes,
and you know it's just amazing. But you know the good thing is you've been there. I think it's kind of cool that you actually did this for quite some time, and you know the neighborhood. Have you lived in Clearwater or in this area
for a long? Born and raised.
Born and raised.
They named the hospital after me. No, wow. Morton Plant. Yeah, I was born at Morton Plant. I'm a true lifer.
Yeah.
I never moved away. All my friends in high school did, except for like a handful of us. Okay. So
do you have like, I'm assuming, you're obviously married, right?
Or, yeah, okay. I'm married, four kids.
Yeah, four kids.
Wife's a teacher.
Was a teacher, okay.
Yeah, at Clearwater High.
This is awesome. Where did you meet her at?
She's my recruiter.
She's really...
We met in high school. So, and after
that's your high school sweetheart.
No, she hated me in high school. I picked on her in high school, and then my parents bought the house across the street from them, and then we had to walk out of each other's front door, and eventually started talking and dating and married, and four kids later.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm assuming that your children come visit you at your job and see what you do, and
They come and eat ice cream.
They come and eat ice cream.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, how perfect is that?
The VIP card, Dad. one of them actually started working there. The one that is in high school now, she's worked at both, and she's really good at taking orders, but hasn't really learned how to make all the ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
But she's 15, so we keep her at that level. When she gets to 16, I'll probably start letting her make ice cream. But yeah, she's a math person.
Is your goal to pass on the business that you have to your children?
I'm trying to grow it into like probably five. Okay. In this area, just local, and it'd be cool if I could give each one of them one, or if they just kick me out one day as a group and they're like, Dad, we're just going to take this over. You got to go. We'll pay you not to be here.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
That's pretty awesome. That would be great if they do that, right?
So, yeah, yeah.
So, you know, they say the apple doesn't fall so far from the tree. Did your father instill some values in you? Like, you know, tell me your upbringing.
I grew up in Wood Valley, which in the 80s was kind of one of the poor neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And my parents, I watched them working every day, and they worked for other people. And the only time they were happy is they opened their own business, which their business wound up getting basically swallowed up by another business. But watching them go to work every day, I was like, I got to find a better way. I've never been a great employee. I've been an employee that got in, and I was like, how do I become the owner? And so finally one day I pawn shop's like my seventh business I opened.
Oh, wow.
So that's the one that's lasted.
Okay.
But yeah, it was learning from them that if you want to control your schedule, you want to do your own stuff, you just got to get out there and start doing it. And you got to take the dive. And fortunately, there's no first business that's probably going to work out. It's probably like your fifth, but you don't stop trying.
Right.
And then having one business, I'm like, let's have a second, let's have a third. And getting through those hurdles of multiple businesses, it's been a learning curve. First thing anyone wants to open a business, work well with someone that you can talk to on a personal level, and they can figure out what you're doing, because they'll make everything good.
I mean, so that's really good advice for those listeners that are out there looking to open your own business. First of all, get your accountant. I mean, obviously, where did you acquire? Because, I mean, you have different businesses, obviously, so you have to have some other skills to manage all that.
I was, like, when I was 19, I was the manager of Saturn Clearwater's parts department. Okay. I was very eager to try to take over.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was always...
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I was always like, I can do your job better than you. And eventually I get that job, and I was quality control director at another company, and I bounced around, and I managed to somehow always get in the control side of it. And I'm like, I just need to go do this for myself. And my first company I had failed miserably. Second one, it was all right, and then I kind of burned down on it. I had a company where I was making reptile handling equipment, and I just burned out on that, and I went back to work. And then I was like, hey, let's go work on house remodeling. And I was subbed under a subcontractor, and 08 happened and set me back on in the wild. And then I watched enough Pawn Stars. I was traveling for work, and I watched enough Pawn Stars on the road, and I'm like, I could do this. I had an eBay store. The eBay store went well, and then I burned out on the eBay store. That was one of the other ones I burned out on. And I learned enough on buying and selling and watching Pawn Stars. I was like, I can do this. I can go open a pawn shop. So I just came home with this. I had just had my second kid. He was a week old. I went out of town for basically 7 months, and I was home 4 weeks. So I got home, and he's 7 months old. My wife hands him to me, and she's like, I got to be at work tomorrow. You got him.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I don't know this kid. He doesn't know me. We both cried all day. It was a rough day. And then, yeah, she got home. I'm like, here, I got to go. I'm like, I need space. Me and him did not have a good day. And I was like, that's it. I'm doing the pawn shop thing. And so I set my head into that and went and opened a pawn shop in Oldsmar and climbed from nothing. I still have crap in my garage. I had stuff in my garage from my eBay store.
And so, beep. Yeah. Listen, but, you know, you say you failed. I don't think you failed. I think you learned a valuable lesson. I think failure is not a word. I think those are opportunities to learn.
Well, every failure is an opportunity to learn, and yes, that's what I've learned. Every time I've done something the wrong way, I can look back at it and go, okay, don't do it that way. And that's the accountant. That was the most important step I took. The pawn shop was the first one I went. Before I opened this business, I'm going to go talk to an accountant, and they got me all my licenses. The start of my license is correct, and they're like, all right, you have a resale certificate. You're an official company. You're incorporated. And I was like, all right, I didn't know what that meant, but we're going to go with that. And I went and got a pawn license and managed to build a company out of it.
You're an amazing person. You're a risk taker.
Just real quick. We're going to do something. So on Friday, we're going to do something where we're going to record it now, right?
Okay.
But it's going to come across live, okay, like it's on Friday, okay? So what I'm going to do is this. What? Did I do something wrong? Okay.
Okay, so people that are listening, they're staring at each other through class.
I don't know. Just
keep going.
Okay.
In Friday's segment.
In Friday's segment. What, I'm not supposed to tell the truth?
If it's supposed to be live calling, you don't say that over the air. They're supposed to think it's live.
Okay. But anyhow,
dun, dun, dun.
So there we go. What's in my website again? And Safety Harbor is its own city.
Can we cut that part out?
It's a neat town. I grew up
where. Wait a second. Yes. I don't care about that.
I care about it.
No, I don't.
Safety Harbor
is. So nice. Anyhow, we're going to come up with a commercial for you, and it's going to play on Friday throughout the day. So I'm going to announce. And then what you're going to do is say what's happening. I'm going to get real excited, and he's going to take that segment and then run it throughout the day on Friday.
Okay.
All right.
He's hiding.
Can you stop it already?
You ready? So here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So great news, folks. Today's the day. It's Friday, and there's going to be a grand opening, Dairy Curl. And I probably said the name wrong. It's Dairy Curl. And it's right there in Main Street in Safety Harbor. So, Morton, tell us what's going on with the grand opening today.
Come down and check us out. We're at 310 Main. We're selling a lot of ice cream, and we're open for business. And, oh, jeez.
And if you want ice cream, go across the street.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I hear the ice cream across the street's better.
Go to Dairy Curl. They actually have, you know what? That was the first ice cream I ever ate when I came to Florida.
That's the best thing about Dairy Curls. People come out of nowhere and they're like, you own Dairy Curl? And I'm like, yep. And they're like, I love that. And seriously, grandparents were
the dollar.
There.
I remember when it was a
grandkids
dollar.
Are coming now. Yeah. And it's,
yes, when I came to Florida to visit my friend, she said, you got to try this ice cream. And we went to Dairy Curl. And then when I moved here, that was one of the first places I stopped with my U-Haul, actually.
That's
okay.
Awesome.
Curl. Ready? Yes. We're going to do it again. Take two.
All right. Take two. Let's
action.
Wow, it's Friday. It's the end of the week. So get excited. But on Friday, what's so exciting? We're having a grand opening. It's going to be Dairy Curl. It's in Safety Harbor. Now, Safety Harbor is its own town. It's in downtown Safety Harbor on Main Street. Grand opening. Tell us about the grand opening for today.
Today, we're opening the second ever location of Dairy Curl in 310 Main Safety Harbor. And we are the same menu, the same stuff that you can get at the original. And we've brought it to the small little town of Safety Harbor. But if you haven't been here, you got to come check this town out. You got to come try our ice cream.
And what's the name of the company again?
Dairy Curl with a K.
With a K.
Yes, Dairy Curl. 310 Main Street, Safety Harbor. And they have the best hot fudge anywhere you can find.
And then what is next to us? Let's give a plug for the sandwich shop.
Next to us is Sandwich on Main. So that's our neighbor there.
That's it. Grab a sandwich, get some ice cream.
Oh, when you smell the sandwiches, it's so hard to be next door to those guys.
And very get to good. Be the mayor today. He's coming today to do the part of the cutting room ceremony along with the city council and Chamber of Commerce.
Yep.
Come see who they are and shake their hand. And
today's cutting ribbon, 2 to 4.
Yes.
Come get an ice cream.
All right.
Milkshake or Italian ice.
All right.
Bye-bye. How is that?
He's shaking his head.
But you'll make it. You're magical, Matt.
You got those knobs and buttons.
And
right?
Then, Matt, you can. Matt, you got a second? You can also, just if you don't mind. That okay. We did that, but then you can do your own wordage, too. Like to add to it, whatever you want to do.
This is the first time I've ever done call-ins 2 days in advance. I've never done this in 15 years in radio. This is definitely a first.
I'm not shocked that Brian's
show. And you wonder why I'm shaking my head.
Somewhere is free. You ever say that? Somewhere is Friday. Maybe China. So technically, I want to tell the truth.
You can't speed this up 2 days fast. That's not physically possible. You don't understand science either.
Superman did it. Remember?
But last time I checked, you were not Superman. You're Brian.
Okay. But anyhow, today is what's today? What's today?
Today's Wednesday, today's Brian. Wednesday.
No, is today's Friday.
No, who's going to beat that up?
No, today is Wednesday. This is the Brian Cash Quash Show.
No,
today. You cannot jump ahead.
It's not, though.
You sure it's not Friday?
It's so
we wrote in on Friday.
I'm telling you, it's the Fish Fry Friday.
It's not Friday, because if it was a Friday, I wouldn't be working. I wouldn't be staring at you at 5 o'clock.
This is Bizarro World. Today's
clearly.
Friday.
Of course it's Bizarro World. It's November 1st. Halloween was yesterday.
Wait a second. We're actually 2 seconds over our time for our schedule.
See, I have a clock in here that works. That one's fast. I go by what I have next to me. You're not over. You got plenty of time.
At
keep
5:48, we got to do the commercial. So we're really, it's on schedule, our storyboard. It's right here. You see it? Okay. Tammy, we're doing this for my good friend, Jerry. He owns a locksmith company, and get ready, Tammy.
All right, so we're doing this promo for Jerry at, whoops, oh my gosh, wrong word.
I've right. heard that place before. Whoops.
At Jam All Safe and Secure. He's located in Largo, but goes all over Pinellas County. So are you at risk? It's all over the internet, and if you don't know about it, you're a sitting duck. See for yourself. Your eyes may pop and your jaw will drop. Search in the Google bump key or leashy tool and see what pops up. At Jam All Safe and Secure, we have the best solution to stop this problem with Multi-Lock MTL 800. You should know that the locks you might have now may be opened in a snap, in a matter of seconds. Many of these locks have quickset and Schlage keyways, which account for 60 to 90% of the standard pin tumbler locks in our country. These lock cylinders can be opened in as little as 1 to 3 seconds with little to no skill at all. You can watch a YouTube video and learn how to do it in a matter of a minute. Bump keys have been around on the internet for over 15 years. There's now another tool called a leashy, and it will also allow the user to pick open and decode your lock in a matter of minutes that might be on your front door. After decoding, they may make a key and then come and go as they please without your knowledge. Both these tools can be learned quickly in a matter of minutes by watching YouTube videos. These tools work without leaving any damage or any evidence behind.
Wow, no wonder why the ice cream's been missing at a Dairy Coral. Someone got a key.
A bump key, that is.
What happened? A bump key.
I feel like we're educating people how to break
into people's houses. I need to know what a bump key is. I'm so curious. That commercial.
Right, can I give you Jerry's number?
I can't
number?
Read that well.
I want Jerry. Can I let Jerry call you? He's really a nice guy.
Yes,
to tell
well,
you about it.
The solution to the problem that I was just speaking of is to give Jerry a call because he has locks that cannot be opened that easily by bump keys.
And what's his, do we have his number?
And so that is, hold on, give me just a second.
Okay. We're right on this now. Hold on,
Jerry,
folks.
We're getting your number out there.
We're getting your number, Jerry. He's one of the nicest guys. You know, I've been doing this for 40 years.
So
he really is. I say that, but really, isn't Jerry unbelievable?
He is, and he's so gracious. You know, many times he thanked me for, like, it's actually, I was telling him the truth, though. He kept saying thank you, but it's the truth. If you need a car key, you know how expensive the chip keys are? Guess how much he has a special? $30, guys. $30 for a chip car key.
I wonder if he can do
you cannot
van.
Beat it. Like, I'm serious.
I have one key for my van. That would be great.
Yes, what's his phone number?
His number is 727-474-6906. And again, that's Jerry. Jam all safe and secure. 727-474-6906. And if you want to go by, he has a shop located at 13030 Starkey Road, Largo, which is right behind the Wawa's at the corner of Almerton and Starkey Road.
Jerry's a great guy.
Don't be a sitting duck,
guys.
That's
right by my old business. I had a business like a block farther down.
Wow. So, yeah, and I'm going to give Jerry a number to call you. He's a great guy, too, though. He's been a locksmith for over 30, 40 years. So he's, like, experienced, too.
Yeah.
Listen, if this is out on the internet, people are using it. So protect yourself, guys. Don't be a sitting duck, like he said. I mean, he came here.
It's a great deal on car keys.
We were interviewing with him, and he actually brought that key in. He showed it to us.
He showed us, and he did it in 15 seconds.
This is nuts.
He opened a lock that was locked.
Yeah.
In 15 seconds, he had the door open. But this,
they break in mind, they're just getting ice cream.
That's what I was saying.
It's time to get a Rottweiler.
If the machine's not on, they're getting liquid.
So
ice
let's
cream.
Talk a little bit. Since today's Thursday, right, Matt?
Today's. There go again. Look at him riled up.
Thursday. Folks.
It's Wednesday. Stop.
It's Wednesday. It's hump day.
It's hump day. He's mad. I think.
Yeah. He's putting his head down.
Thursday, though, is. No, I mean, Saturday is the car show.
Okay.
And we're real excited about that.
And where's it going to be held at? The car show?
At Curlew and Alternate 19.
The Sheriff's these three.
Yeah, we're going to have a live band
there. The turf
store
up there, right?
Yeah, there's going to be a live band there.
Where the tornado hit. It was like 3 weeks ago. Yeah, there was a porta potty door up on the light pole. It was amazing.
Oh, okay.
I think the porta potty came from Clearwater Beach.
Right. Yeah, it's amazing, though. We don't realize it, but that happens.
Well, that's safe delivery charge.
Yeah, that's... You know, the tornadoes.
I think it hit everyone except for the thrift store, too. That building was like tons of windows missing, and the Sheriff Youth Ranch guys were there.
Right, and then you see right now they're doing all the remodeling on where their fitness center is.
Yeah.
That all got hit by the tornado. Pretty cool stuff.
I almost opened a pawn shop in the plaza. I know it very well.
Well, listen, as far as your.
That plaza, I know well. There used to be a jeweler in there, and I was going to take over the jeweler. I was putting a pawn shop jewelry store in there, and the landlord didn't like the word pawn.
I guess it has a nostalgia, right?
When people think he was like, pawn, shops. It doesn't sound good.
I think, you know, people don't realize that pawn shops, you get it close to nothing as far as what you pay for. You know, like, if you need to buy something, go to the pawn shop. It'd be the first option I would do. People go to Marketplace or OfferUp. Pawn shop is no different. Pawn shop has it right there. You can see it. You can touch it, feel it. And you can buy it right there in the spot. You don't have to be traveling.
Deals there, too.
Yeah, great deals there.
And people that are in need. He helps them.
Absolutely.
Homeland Security kept us open during COVID because we were alternative financing. Because people that have no credit have no way to get money. But if they own something, we can loan on it.
Okay, let Hope sit there. Absolutely. And then just do it 30 seconds on the grand opening. And
all right. So this Friday, November.
Not today.
Today, November 3rd. No, Friday, November 3rd. 2 to 4 p.m. we're doing a grand opening at 310 Main for Dairy Curl with a K. Like the Dairy Curl on Gulf to Bay, only this one is at 310 Main in Safety Harbor. And we will have our full menu up and running, and we will be there to get business done.
Really? Grand opening.
And then we're only closed. Our only 2 days we close for the original Dairy Curl and this one, Thanksgiving Day and Christmas Day. Other than that, we're open unless we break everything.
Fantastic. Congratulations. And now she's a proofreader, this lady here. She's a very smart lady. And then we got Hope with the website. Tell us about what you do for websites.
I create websites. I can help you get more leads on your websites. We can actually do a lot of the business automation that like salespeople do, and we can put that on your website. So anything that you need done on a website, marketing it, leads, adding more automation to it, pretty much everything.
Right. And then I don't like to say this because it's knocking myself, but it really is. Where you're at is the future, but the future's here now.
Right.
Right. And where I'm at is the past.
Right.
And the past, though, still is here now because there are still some elderly people. Like, our book is a little late to come out, right? We've had about 15 phone calls, and they were all elderly people saying, where's the coupon book? So there's still a market, especially in Florida, for paper coupon books. Right. And that's why we're getting such great response. We're actually the last coupon book to survive in the northern end.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice. I did a commercial for it, but I thought it was... didn't want to like knock anybody, so then I thought, oh, it's, you know, you don't want to build your business on the fact that someone else failed, right?
Right.
Because you want everybody to succeed, and there's enough out there for everybody.
Of course.
Yeah. Right. But where you're at, Hope, with the website, is you are technology for today.
Yeah.
Now the proofread. Tell us why proofreading is so important.
Well, how many times have either of you opened up something to read and you instantly saw a typo?
Right.
It keeps people from really just sitting down and understanding what has been written. And if you want to promote, which I hope everybody wants to promote their businesses, they need to have something that is spelled correctly, that uses correct grammar, because then it's easy to understand.
Right, and then you have a professional look. So when you, the theory is for a salesman, if you give a professional presentation, you have a professional media kit where all the words are correct. If you can give me a professional presentation, maybe then your product is good too.
I hope so.
Right, but if you have a bad presentation with misspelled words, what does that tell me maybe about your product?
Yeah, it means you're unprofessional. You're not going to take the time to do it for yourself. So how are you going to take the time to represent your client professionally if you won't do it for your own business?
Right, and then if you don't have a website to go with you in 2023, that must say something also that you're not up to date with technology.
Yeah, well, and not just having a website, but knowing what to do with a website, right? Because a lot of people have websites, millions and millions of websites, but our number one call is, we have a website, but we're not getting any leads. It's like, well, what are you doing to promote it? How are you doing? Oh, I don't know. We just threw together a website. So a lot of times it's not just having a website, but it's what are you doing with the website? Is it created, you know, correctly? Is it loading correctly? Are you promoting it correctly? And things like that. Is everything on the website spelled correctly? I mean, it's just, you know, there's a lot of factors going
on. Wow,
it's
something to think about. Right?
Yeah.
Right. Because you can have three banana cakes, but one's done professionally with the right recipe, and the others aren't. So it's not having the product, it's having a good product, working those search engines and such.
Yeah, search engines, social media, you know, there's a lot of ways, different ways you can do it. Even out promoting, putting it on your business card. We have one client that we've had a website, we did it for him about 5 years ago, and I met him, you know, at a networking event. I said, oh yeah, we did your website 5 years ago. He goes, yeah. He gave me his updated business card. No website on there. I was like, are you, you know, is the website still up? He goes, well, yeah, of course. I said, but you didn't put it on your business, you know, on your business card. He goes, you know, I didn't even think about that. I'm like, wow, that's just, you know.
Right, it's good. Yeah. That's why an expert is you when it comes to websites.
Yes, yes.
And then an expert for proofreading, so everything looks professional, is you.
Yeah.
Because how can people get in contact with you?
They can email me, dewfutures@gmail.com, or they can call me, 727-922-1286.
And get in contact with you?
Yeah, you can call at 813-586-1531. Or our website at micro@bizops.com.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3.
Listen.